magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, February 11th, 2020, Testimony Tuesday. And surprise, surprise, I was like, okay, Lord, yesterday, Monday, when I was here in the studio at the Great News Radio Center, I'm thinking, I don't have someone officially planned for Testimony Tuesday. And this has happened on many occasions where I kind of look out as people walk by. And I think six or seven different times, either a friend walked by with a friend and they stopped and came in and I said, hey, we need a guest for Testimony Tuesday. Are you ready right away to go on the air? Or something happened. Well, yesterday, nobody walked by. And I was thinking, well, who could I get? And then I received this email saying, Mark, we had such a successful fundraising event, a friend-raising event. People came out and volunteered and helped. And I really would love to let the Great News Radio listeners have an update about what happened with the One Winter Night and the See You at Home, and thank so many people that were involved in such. And so I got that email. And so about 10 minutes ago, I guess it's been about 15 minutes now, Rob, you were able to zip over here and be my special Testimony Tuesday guest. So
absolutely.
Thanks for carving out the time. And we're going to talk about the successful event that you had, successful measured in many different ways. Mm-hmm. People's lives were blessed. Funds were raised for those without an address, without a home, and the myriad of volunteers and helpers and box dwellers. So we want to talk a little about that. And then being Testimony Tuesday, maybe a little more of your story and how you got to share some weeks back. But what I was most touched was your transparency when you told that story about being at Menards and looking out over the parking lot and saying, Lord, is this what you've equipped me for? I mean, come on, I got my degree. I'm going to make some money. And what's going on? And and that really blessed Marianne and I. So maybe we'll touch a little on your testimony. But I want to share with our radio listeners, because many that have attended Singing Men concerts in the past almost 20 years, Chuck Schweitzer, who was an integral part, he was a musician, a singer, a songwriter. He went to be home with the Lord at 1 a.m. on Monday. And so we had a sobering time last night at Singing Men rehearsal, recounting the unique ways God has used Chuck in all of our lives and the inspiration that he was. And he loved to share his story about being a rock and roller and being in bars and living the lifestyle far from the Lord. Mm-hmm. And yet how God got a hold of his heart and how he turned his gifts of music over to him and then used them to bless so many of these many years. So our hearts go out to Nancy and the family, and we'll have more details on Chuck's homegoing celebration that'll probably be at the end of this week or the first part of next week. But we want to keep his wife Nancy prayed up, and we'll keep you posted on when the services will be. But Chuck Schweitzer is now in a better place with no pain or suffering, and we thank God for the redemptive work he's done through Jesus Christ for those of us that follow him, so we can have that eternity with loved ones again and reunite with them and have no more pain and suffering and just the beauty and the wonderment of what it's going to be like to spend eternity with a holy God without sin or temptation or all the problems that we experience on earth. So our hearts go out to Nancy and the family. Well, Rob, in the few minutes that you got over here, you mentioned a song that I had never heard of, nor the artist, but you said it's called Spare Some Time.
Yes.
And quickly I was able to go onto YouTube, lift the song off, and we're going to play it for our listeners here. But you said it would be a special song that not only has connected with those that volunteered and performed here this past weekend, but has some meaning. So maybe give us a glimpse into it, and we'll talk a little more about the song and what happened this past weekend through One Winter Night and See You at Home.
Yes, yeah, so that song, just a short glimpse into it, it's called Spare Some Time, and the artist, Leah Catone, Leah paints this picture of, you know, our friends on the street and how a lot of times, you know, we think that it's the easy thing is just to give those folks money, you know, just walk by and just give them money. But she paints this picture of just give me a little bit of your time. Just look me in the eye. Give me that human interaction. Show me that I'm not just a crack on the sidewalk. And she paints that picture very, very well. So I think the listeners will be encouraged by that.
We'll talk about how she presented this live in front of the volunteers and such this past, I think, Friday night.
Friday night, yep.
During the See You at Home fundraising event in downtown Champaign.
He's sitting on the steps of St. Vincent de Paul. He's thinking about ending it all. His clothes are ragged and he shivers in the snow. He doesn't have anywhere else to go. I could have ignored him and gone about my day. But he stopped me in my tracks when I heard him say, can you spare some time? Just need a little bit of your time. Don't want your money today, just someone to look my way. Stop and talk and make me feel human again. Don't keep on walking by. Hesitation in your eyes, but all I really need today is a friend. Can you spare some time? Just need a little bit of your time, yeah. He told me about his dreams when he was young. None of them were the lost his job, his family, and his home. Woke up on the streets, dirty and alone. The man in his pride could slowly disappear. He'd give anything to get back those lost years. Can you spare some time? Just need a little bit of your time, yeah. Don't want your money today, no. Just someone to look my way. Stop and talk and make me feel human again. Don't keep on walking by.
You know, Mark, what I really love about this message and Leah's heart that's pouring out of these words and the message that it contains is that our friends so often just need human interaction, human contact. You know, sometimes it doesn't have to be this grand gesture. It can be just buying a dollar sandwich at McDonald's or someplace like that and just sitting down next to them and asking them how their day's going, just seeing what's going on in their lives. And that's that human interaction, that human dignity that we all crave. And our friends on the street are no different. And it was exciting to have Leah be able to perform that live at our One Winter Night event. She was one of several different musical performances that we had. And it was a powerful night. You know, the Spirit of God, I had several people tell me that they could feel the Spirit of God in that building while that music was being played and while conversations were being had. And that's really encouraging for me to hear. You know, it's a huge fundraiser for us. It certainly is. But to be able to share the love of Jesus through that, through every part of what we're doing, you know, at the end of the day, that's really what matters the most. And so that was really encouraging for me to hear that.
Yeah, maybe walk us all through, because not everyone's familiar with See You at Home or the ministry work that you do.
Sure.
If you weren't tuned in a few weeks ago when we had Rob Dalhouse, part of, was it Memorization Monday or Testimony
it
Tuesday?
It was Memorization
Monday. Memorization Monday. I've slept since then, but we shared a Bible verse and then some of your testimony, which I really appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
You're the executive director of See You at Home. So walk through briefly what See You at Home stands for, and then what happened Friday night. But wait, there's more. It actually took weeks of preparation and getting boxes set up and people stationed. And I know Eric Kraft and others, they had like the walkie-talkie systems. And, you know, you had different people there, healthcare providers and such, just to make sure that no one was getting sick or dehydrated or overwhelmed by the cold and so forth. So give us kind of an overview of See You at Home and then what happened this past Friday into Saturday.
So See You at Home is a local 501c3 not-for-profit homelessness ministry, faith-based ministry based here in Champaign, Illinois. We have many different parts of the ministry, including transitional housing, transporting folks out of town if the services aren't available here, 24-hour street outreach. We collaborate with the City of Champaign Township on a work program for our friends. We also operate the Men's Emergency Shelter here in town that is currently just operational during the winter, but we are collaborating with our friends over at Austin's Place, the local winter women's shelter, to bring year-round emergency men and women services back to our community. And our goal is to do that by November 1st of 2020. We feel called to be in this ministry, to be a part of this thing here in Champaign. And it's expanding beyond Champaign, which is really cool to see. One of the things I think that's really cool about See You at Home is that we're 100% funded by the community. So we don't have any state or federal dollars as part of our budget. And that allows us to not only individualize the services to that person right across the table from us, but also to openly share faith, to have that spiritual aspect of what we do be front and center. And I've just seen God bless See You at Home in a great and mighty way, taking the foundation that our founder, Melanie Jackson, laid, and then just continuing to grow that over the last few years has been special to watch. One Winter Night is a powerful community awareness event, first and foremost. It allows our participants to sleep outside in a cardboard box for roughly 12 hours to get firsthand experience of what it might be like to sleep on the streets of Champaign. Now, I understand that it's a 12-hour chunk, right? You're just getting a little snippet.
Right,
it's just a little bit of a simulation. But the feedback we've gotten from our box dwellers in the past has been, it's a life-changing experience. I will never take my bed for granted again. I get to get up the next morning, and I get to go home to a warm meal and a warm bed. And for many of the folks on the street, you know, the morning is just the next step, the next crisis. Okay, where am I going to sleep the next night? Where am I going to get my food? So it's a very powerful event for folks. It also serves secondarily as a major annual fundraiser. So again, because we're funded by the community wholly, we like to bring in roughly 2/3 of our annual budget through One Winter Night. So this year, because we're going to be adding the men's shelter potentially year-round, we're going to be partnering on year-round women's shelter, our budget's going to increase quite a bit in 2020. And so we set a goal of $350,000 to try to raise through One Winter Night. And at this moment right now, we've raised just over $312,000, so about $38,000 short. But we do keep the books open on the event for 2 weeks after the event. So donations can come in through February 21st.
So did you hear that, Craig? News radio listener, maybe one of you will just write that $38,000 check, you know, just take care of it all.
Yeah, I think 37.4 would actually get us there, so there you go. 37,400 will be good to go.
Or maybe 3,700 of you will write a $100 check or the various ways. We'll have to do some math in here.
Yeah.
But like you said, it was maybe one of the largest amounts that you wanted to raise, but you're taking on other additional ministries.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that you can be really transparent and share the good news message of Jesus and provide hope and love and care. And I think you took us through that a few weeks ago, where just sitting down and maybe playing checkers or cards or drumming the guitar or just singing along or a board game, just common conversation is what brings about some healing and hope for these individuals.
Yes, 100%. I think so often we want to have these grand gestures. We feel that we have to do these things that are extravagant. And most of the time, that's just not the case. Just spending some time with someone, sitting across the table from them for a few minutes, looking them in the eye, asking them how they're doing, asking them, is there anything I can be praying for you for? Mm-hmm. Wow, that can be an eye-opening experience.
Well, I know part of your goal or purpose or desire was to be able to shower some of these volunteers mm-hmm. and donors and all those that participated in this with some love and care and thanks.
Yes.
And so maybe blend what went on as you thank these different people, like from the setup team to those that were working on logistics weeks and months out. So walk us a little through that and thank people along the way.
Sure. So with One Winter Night, we have a monthly meeting that goes on throughout the year. Mm-hmm. Then as we get closer, we have more key leader meetings and working out all those logistics. So we have folks that commit time throughout the year to help us brainstorm how to make the event better year after year. You know, next year will be our 10th year of One Winter Night. So we've done a lot of planning. We've got a lot of people involved and, you know, folks that helped with registration, that helped with not only Box Dweller, but also volunteer registration. We had folks that were out there on the street team that were trying to, you know, rouse the cars as they went by. Hey, you know, support the cause, support what we're doing. We had folks at donation stations around the event. We had volunteers that came in the week of the event in the evenings to help set up. We have people giving countless hours of their time, as well as those giving dollars, mm-hmm. just extreme amounts of dollars to help support what we're doing. And to all of those folks, to every key leader, to every donor, to everybody that prayed for us. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people come up to me and say, you know, Rob, I want to give, but I'm not in a place to do that right now. And I say, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Please just pray for what we're doing. Pray that God would shower us with blessings. And so those that gave their financial support, those that gave their time, those that gave their prayers, lifted that up to God, we just say a huge, huge thank you, because we truly could not do what we do without you. Right. That's not an exaggeration. That's not, you know,
been there and experiencing that. Yeah, I know all about volunteers and helpers.
Exactly. And that's not to, like I said, that's not to exaggerate. Literally, because we're funded by the community, without amazing individuals praying and giving, we couldn't do what we do. And so we are extremely grateful. And, you know, to anyone out there, to you, listener, that might be hearing this and saying, I want to do more. I'd like to get involved. There is still time for you to do that. You can visit our website, cuathome.us. That's the letter C, the letter U, at home. .us, and there's actually a big red donate button right there on the front page. We've made it very easy for you, so you click that button and you can donate. You can help us reach that $350,000 goal and be a part of something bigger. Again, with the goal of shelter being open year-round by November 1st of 2020, you can rest assured that that your dollars are going to help those in need.
And I want to touch on that impact that prayer has, to never minimize that. In fact, there were three different Box Dwellers that were all asking, oh, Mark, could you maybe you and Holly underwrite or help support us? You know, there's only so many dollars to give to so many different causes. But I said, I certainly will pray. And I think, as you're saying, and for this radio ministry, we've had the blessing, I don't want to even say the good fortune because it's so beyond that, but we've had a groundswell of senior saints that have prayed for us daily for so many years.
Yes.
And I count on that as we make decisions, as we determine plans, as we move forward on different things, that we're being undergirded with prayer, and then God leads through that. And I count it as probably the greatest strength of the radio ministry is we have so many seniors that tune in that commit to praying daily or weekly or think about us all the time because they still love to listen to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, what a blessed position that I'm in, that our radio ministry is in, that you're in, as you solicit or seek out people to be praying. And don't ever, listening friend, minimize the impact that you can have through your prayers to intercede on our behalf or on the behalf of many ministries. God responds to prayerful hearts that are pure and tender and open to his leading. And I don't know how it all works in the heavenlies, but it seems like when there's a groundswell of prayer, I don't know if it gets God's attention because he's all-knowing. And, you know, he does delight in people, in the prayers of children. What father doesn't have his heart melt or father father or mother for that matter, when a little 3, 4, 5-year-old shares some prayers that are very pure and innocent and fun and yet are coming out of their hearts. And yeah. I think God in the same way is moved by that.
Absolutely. I think when you just go to God in a very raw prayer, you know, a lot of times you think, well, I mean, we need to thank God on the mountaintops, but I think God loves to hear from us in the valleys as well, just mm-hmm. crying out and saying, hey, God, what's going on? What are you up to? I want to be here. I want to serve you. I'm looking and I'm searching. Right. And I think God loves to hear that as well, because in those moments where we are weak, it gives him a chance to show up and be strong.
Right.
And then
right.
we can look back and say, I was at the end of myself.
Right.
And trust me, I've been there personally
right,
and professionally,
right.
even with, you know, See You at Home. It's like, I feel like I'm doing everything right. And then I come to the end of myself mm-hmm. and God just takes it to another level.
Yeah.
And then there's only one way to do that, and it's give him all the glory.
Right, right. And it's nice when you're at that, if you will, that point of tension where it's like, Lord, I don't know how you're going to do it. I've put all my energy, effort, talent into this, and mm-hmm. we're only this far.
Yeah.
And how he... whether it's through individuals, whether it's through a financial gift, whether it's through people showing up to serve in different ways, whether it's just that caring, compassionate, confirming word from a friend or mm-hmm. a co-worker, a co-laborer, God will meet our needs ultimately to further his causes through the different ministries. So exciting times. Well, you're a little short of your goal. I mean, you had a lofty goal, $350,000, but many funds are coming in. You still have about 2 more weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Where can they get in touch with you again?
Yes, so you can visit our website, seeyouathome.us, and again, we've made it very easy for you to get involved and donate. There's a big red donate button on our main page. You can click that. It'll take you to our giving page, and you can make a secure online donation there. For those of you that love cash and checks, mm-hmm. you are more than welcome to mail a cash or check donation to our P.O. Box. That's P.O. Box 8816, Champaign, Illinois, 61826. And we will get those processed very quickly as well. For any of you listening that might have the Venmo app on your phone, if those of you listening have no idea what Venmo is, that's okay. Because
yeah.
I didn't either until a few weeks ago, but did some research. And we actually have a Venmo account set up, so you can go on there and search us at See You at Home and actually make a donation that way as well if you would like. So 4 different ways to give, all just as effective and all going to support the ministry of See You at Home.
Now, I think the Salvation Army does this, and I'm trying to get caught up to speed, but I think on their signs, they have that little, it's
the QR
like
code.
And you can kind of like scan your phone and make a donation. I thought, wow, that's a really unique way. I gotta get one of those to put on our door. You walk by and you just scan your phone.
Absolutely. We actually had that on our donation station banners this year at One Winter Night, so it's a QR code. And it's connected with at least our Venmo account, and so you can just go by, scan it, and transfer the funds over. I mean, we try to make it as easy as possible because folks want to give. They have huge hearts, but we don't want to have any barriers in the way. So like I said, we're trying to make it easy.
I know it's a new day and age when, as many of us are familiar with, when an offering's taken, either it's like a plate or a bucket or, one of those handled. I mean, there's different things that are passed by. But now sometimes they'll pass by the iPad or they'll have that out in their kiosk where people go up to it. It's like, wow, that's very different than the way of putting in cash. But nowadays, many people, because of working on points through their debit card or their credit card, and that's what I do all the time because it's like free points towards either a night on a hotel or cash back or something. It's like I seldom carry cash around with me. I mean, I can go weeks with like $2 or $3, but but if you're going to make an offering or help somebody out, you don't have the cash anymore. So there's got to be other means or mechanisms to, help people to donate. So
it's true.
So See You at Home, you can find out more at See You at Home. Now that's AT at home, not that little symbol that everyone has in their emails.
Right.
seeyouathome.us, and you can find out more. You can donate. Maybe you want to volunteer and serve in various capacities. They always can use people for transportation, people to help out, just to befriend these people without an address, at their facility. 70 East, is it Washington?
Washington, yep.
Washington Street, the old Times Center.
That's correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want to get in touch with you, maybe they want to talk with you or have you come present at their church or their large group or something else, how do they get a hold of you, Rob?
So the best way to get in touch with me would be email, and you can email me, Rob, R-O-B, the at symbol, The letter C, the letter U, athome.us. So that's rob@seeyouathome.us.
All right. Well, thank you, Rob, on such short notice being available for Testimony Tuesday. Thanks for the update. And we'll just continue to pray that God raises that additional almost $38,000 to meet your goal and to be able to serve so many people in these unique ways. So thank you for your service and being a part of Testimony Tuesday.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.